Well, hello. It's good to be back and it's good to be able to speak. I'm really excited about the new season of our life together and I'm really looking forward to sharing a few things. Now, just a few words from Psalm 124 and sharing much more and hearing much more and engaging with much more in the weeks and the months that lie ahead. So Psalm 124, and just a few things from me this morning. In fact, three words from this psalm that I think that God has for us. And the first word is lament. And I know that over the past 3 months, you have thought about this and engaged with this topic a fair bit as a church together. And lament is appropriate for this season. I want to affirm the direction that you've been on and just add to it from this psalm, because we see that the psalmist has been in a difficult position. There are two images really that come from this psalm, Psalm 124. There is the image of being trapped like a bird in the fowler's snare, so caught in a trap, unable to escape, in pain and in fear of its life. And also this image of the waves sweeping over someone and even sweeping them away. And it builds through this picture: the flood, the torrent, the raging waters. And we can see that it starts bad and it gets worse. There's a flood and then there's a torrent pouring in, and then the waters are absolutely raging. They're boiling. There is foam. There is waves that is crashing over someone and threatening to sweep them away. And so there is occasion for lament, this sense of being trapped that the psalm speaks about, and this sense of being engulfed by the floodwaters and swept away. And they're both appropriate images when we look back at the last 18 months and when we think about COVID and we think about lockdown and think about how it's been for you personally. There are times when many of us have felt we're trapped. It's like we're caught in a snare. Maybe you've been self-isolating. Maybe you've been living alone. Maybe you've been in really difficult circumstances. And it seems like you're caught in a trap and there's no way out. There are other times when perhaps you felt overwhelmed. The floodwaters have just swept over you. On Facebook, you occasionally get reminders of things that have happened years ago. And I got a reminder fairly recently of something that happened when I led a mission team to Brazil when I was at Spurgeon's College. And we had an afternoon off and we went to Ipanema Beach, the famous beach, and we wanted to go swimming. And I went out swimming, but the waves were so strong. I'd never experienced anything like it before. And I was knocked off my feet. I was turned head over heels. It was a sandy beach and I was out a little way, but probably on reflection, there was a possibility of danger. And I emerged from this to see a couple of lifeguards waving at me and pointing at this sign that basically said, "No swimming, the water is too dangerous." It was not in English, you know, what is a Brit abroad meant to do, but really I should have picked up the sort of red colour and things like that, saying that I shouldn't go in. It's the only time that I can remember when I've been sort of turned upside down by the waves. And I guess there was a small danger that I might have been swept away. Maybe you have felt like that through this time of COVID, through this time of lockdown. And Lament is so appropriate. We're given the language, particularly in the Psalms, to express how we feel before God, to express our pain and our suffering, to vent it healingly to God and know that He's with us. And so if you need to express that, if you've needed to express that, if you need to continue to express that, then we want to give space for that as a church, just as God in the Psalms and elsewhere gives us space, gives us encouragement, gives us the words so that we can express our pain and our suffering and our struggles before God. And God is with us in the storm. That's the point. And it may not feel like it. It may get worse before it gets better. We may pray and pray. We may hammer on the gates of heaven, and it doesn't seem that anything is happening. But the promise of this psalm is for the presence of God through the storm and ultimately for His deliverance. Keep holding on to the rock that is Jesus as the waves come. Keep trusting, keep praying, keep hoping, and know that even if you don't feel His presence, God, by the Holy Spirit, is there with you. Just sense that that could be a special word for someone who's engaging with this today. You're going through the storm right now. You feel trapped right now, whether it's a workplace issue or a family issue or a personal issue or a health issue or whatever it may be. And God says, I'm with you in the storm. You may not feel like it, but I am with you, and I will strengthen you. And in my time, I will bring you through. If that's a word for you especially, do receive it today by the Holy Spirit. Allow God to minister to you as He applies it to your heart. So the first word for today is this word of lament. The second word is the word rejoice. And it seems like a completely different words. But actually, what we see here is that the psalmist is rejoicing because of deliverance and rejoicing even as he remembers the storm. And as we take in the broader view of Scripture, we can see worship taking place even in the midst of storm, even in the midst of trouble. Job is an example of this. He had gone through difficulty after difficulty after difficulty, mind-numbing stuff, so, so hard, and yet he leans on his staff and he worships. We can worship in the storm. We can rejoice in God's deliverance. And we can do that not by ignoring or in any way diminishing the suffering that we face, but by focusing on Christ and the gospel. That is where this psalm takes us as we transpose it into a New Testament key. Jesus, who captured the Psalms, is the one who ultimately brings deliverance. And he delivers us day to day from those workplace issues, from those family struggles. He's with us in them, and he brings us through them. But ultimately we rejoice in our salvation that is strong and sure in Jesus, whatever the circumstances that we face. Jesus came, Jesus died, and Jesus rose again for us. He bids us put our faith in Him once again, turning from our wrongdoing and receiving His grace. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit enters in and changes us from the inside out, gives us eternal life now, life in the age to come. There is that security, there is that certainty, there is that stability, and then He launches us out on this wonderful adventure of discipleship, as we think on these things, as we reflect on these things, as we hear the psalmist exalting, rejoicing in God's deliverance, may God lift our hearts. May God put a new song in our mouths for this new season of our life together. I'm recording this on Wednesday, and on Tuesday evening, I was at a meeting, the launch of the Beacon, the new work that we hope to be pioneering in partnership with Vineyard Church in Headingley, which is where I'm recording this message. And we just had a lovely, lovely time. Someone from Vineyard led worship. This was basically the core team plus a few others. And just that sense for me as I took part in this worship of the goodness of God in Jesus, of the grace of God in Jesus, that even when we don't feel like it, even when there isn't that felt sense of his presence, God is with us. And the gospel is so glorious and so wonderful. We shouldn't depend on feelings, but when those feelings come, then we can rejoice in that, even as we focus not on the feelings, but on Jesus himself. His promises to us are strong and sure. His gospel is glorious. Jesus is wonderful, and so we can rejoice. Even in a difficult season, even with challenges as well as opportunities ahead, we can enjoy, we can rejoice in the glory and the wonder of the gospel. And the third and the final word is community. There is a wonderful, wonderful sense of community here in this psalm. The psalm is one of the so-called Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 through to 134. And scholars have argued persuasively that these are songs for pilgrims. These are songs for God's people who are on a journey, originally on a journey up to Jerusalem to worship there. It would have been long, it would have been costly, it would have been dangerous, but it would have been wonderful too. And God's people encouraged one another along the way as they really rejoiced together. Eugene Peterson talks about these psalms as being like a dog-eared songbook for the people of God. They are prayers and psalms for pilgrims who are on a journey. And we see that there is something irreducibly communal about this wonderful psalm. It's not something actually that you can really sing or say on your own. If the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us, and so on. It's not talking about me and my, it's talking about our. And there is call and response in those early verses. We can imagine the leader saying out, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, and then God's people declare back, if the Lord had not been on our side when men attacked us. And there's that call and response. The technical word is antiphonal. Someone is calling out something and someone is responding. There is to and fro, there is back and forth. There are different parts to this song, and they're singing it in community. They're singing it on a journey together. I want to encourage us in this next season about our communal life together. And especially, I want to encourage us about our physical community life. This is the last online service of this type that we are going to have. It's not that we won't have a digital ministry in the future as a church, but we want to pause and we want to reflect on what a sustainable, creative digital ministry will look like. And we'll be drawing together a group of people to dream dreams and to think about how God is leading us forward. And What I want to encourage is that return to in-person gathering. They might look a little bit different. We want to be creative. We want to think about how we're going to do things. But from the 19th of September, going to emphasize in-person gatherings. The aim is to have one at Headingley in the morning each week. Crag are moving ahead with various in-person gatherings. Connect are already meeting. And this is in line with what churches are doing up and down the breadth of the land. And I've been privileged to talk to various church leaders on my sabbatical. And yeah, there are lots of challenges, but there are lots of opportunities. And what we want to do is press into physical meetings again, doing all that we can to make them COVID secure. And just encourage people to come, encourage people to meet, encourage people to gather. And so I want to encourage you, if you can, to come back to in-person stuff, whether it's at Headingley, whether it's at Connect in Bramley, or whether it's at Crag in Horsforth. And I don't minimize how hard that is going to be for some. Getting over the threshold is not going to be easy. And I experienced that myself last Saturday. I've been away for a bit, and Cheryl and I have been to in-person services in different places. But the in-person church that we were going to go to here in Leeds, after a month of meeting, they basically said, we're not going to do in-person anymore over the summer. In fact, they said they weren't going to do online either. And so we were a little bit stuck. And we've actually been zooming into a church in Oxford, which is my daughter's church, where we did go to one in-person service. And we've been zooming into their church, their services. It's been so refreshing for us. But actually, church for us, like it has for many of you, has been online. And last Saturday was privileged to come to Jenny and Mark's wedding, which was in the building here in Headingley, and just be part of the congregation and celebrate with them and meet a whole range of people. And that was really exciting, really wonderful, really positive. I was so encouraged by that. But particularly at the beginning of the service, I found it difficult. It's quite hard to articulate this. It's quite hard for me even now to explain my feelings, but I felt a bit nervous. I'd not been, only once been in such a large gathering over lockdown. I guess I was there not so much as the pastor, but as a friend of the couple. And so normally when I'm at meetings, I have a purpose, I'm leading something, I'm speaking to people, but I was just there as a person, and I wasn't quite sure where to sit. There are all these people, some of them I know, some of them I don't. And there was just that nervousness that I can't quite explain. I certainly can't explain why, of being part of a larger social gathering as well. I don't know if you identify with that in any way. I don't know if you felt that. I don't know if you feel, well, I can't come back to a physical service because of that. I want to encourage you that there may just be, I don't want to put a blanket thing out, because there may just be really, really strong medical reasons why not. If so, speak to us, make contact through the information email and or email someone in the ministry team, and we can chat to you. But with that small rider, I just want to encourage us right across Cornerstone, Crag, Connect, Headingley. Now is the time, we think, to come together in physical community again and to have that sort of spirit that is there in Psalm 124. We're on a journey together. We are meeting at a time that may not be convenient, but we're actually going to prioritize this because it's our priority to come and meet. We want that call and response. We want to sing together again. We want to engage with people. We want to listen. We want to speak. We want to be involved in ministry. We want to do this. Yeah, continuing to do maybe one or two things online, midweek meetings and so on. But actually, we want to do this in person and just show our commitment to God and to God's work in this place. And to do that physically, to do that in person. And so three words for today. The first word, lament. Yeah, we want to continue to give space to do that. And we want to recognize how important that is. And I recognize how important that is for myself. But we want to rejoice. Recognize that so much too. I want to rejoice in the gospel that is yes and amen in Jesus, and that is glorious. Great is the gospel of our glorious God. I really believe that, and I hope that in saying this, I'm articulating something for you that you want to say as well, that it's there in your heart, that it's springing up. And community. There is something irreducibly communal about the Christian faith. There is something wonderfully communal about discipleship. It's a personal relationship with Jesus, but we're in this together. And so right across Cornerstone, I want to encourage us now to come back physically, and let's move forward with this pilgrimage into a new and exciting future. And may God bless us, and may God go with us, and may God go before us as we go.